VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial-free truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. We are blessed once again to have Ingrid Castle, VacLib.org, with us again today, discussing our VAERS program and other important topics to survive this vaccine holocaust. Welcome, Ingrid.
Hi, can you hear me okay, Renee?
I can hear you perfect, baby. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, the reason I wanted to talk about this is especially because I had a guest on my radio show just this last Saturday. His name is Jeremy Hammond, and he writes for Children's Health Defense as well as himself. And we did an hour talking about how he got into the vaccine issue, and he recently posted the results of a study done. I need to pull that up, actually, but it's at jeremyrhammond.com. Jeremy R, you put an R in between Jeremy and Hammond.com, and it's under near the bottom of the homepage. You'll see this study where it shows over 50% of adults queried and out of 2,000 of just, you know, the average person believes that vaccines are completely safe and effective and are absolutely unaware that any injuries occur. And, you know, you have certainly a lot of experience with that, which I wanted to highlight, because most of us that have worked on helping people recover their former health, you know, whether it's, you know, an autoimmune disorder or cancer, whatever, realize that the vaccines they received in childhood and even sometimes in, you know, young adult to later adult in life, whether it's a flu shot or whatever it is, absolutely is additive and compromises their health. And that we, you know, it's always trying to undo that damage done from the vaccines, among other things. But vaccines are a huge player, as you've seen, because it skews that whole sense of self and not self, you know, where Renee, you've always said real clearly, you know, Father gave us a functioning immune system. And so if we encounter any kind of toxins or poisons that go through the natural orifices of the body, then our body will reject it, you know, through a flu, fever, you know, trying to eliminate that poison, diarrhea, vomiting. You know, there's all these mechanisms that the body does to keep our body from storing this material. But what vaccines do, it's like a snake bite that's never properly treated, really. Because what do you do with a snake bite? You literally suck out the venom. This is foreign protein and poison. And that's really what a vaccine is, foreign protein coupled with aluminum and, you know, polysorbate 80. And, you know, you have your thimerosal, which is 50% ethyl mercury. And, you know, all kinds of these. Right. I mean, we're talking about one toxin after another that's added to these vaccines. And then, you know, what they're putting in there that they're saying is the viral component is actually the products of disease. We're talking pus and nasty stuff. This disease. We did a great flyer to try to explain to people the 10 vaccination-related beliefs, you know, versus science facts, you know. And this is, you know, they're constantly trying to ignore basic science. And that's what, you know, Beauchamp brought up, is that we live in a microbial universe, and he called it microzemas. And these microbes are necessary for all life. And only certain types of microbes will grow in a specific environment. So everything is changing the terrain or changing the environment to create health. So when you're sick or ill, other microbes will proliferate to clean up the toxic buildup in your system, the toxic debris. But when you skew that sensing mechanism, you're storing a lot more toxins than most normal bodies can actually handle, which leads from acute to chronic to degenerative forms of illness. But, you know, back to the VAERS Awareness Project, it actually started on a forum that Renee and I are both on, people that are involved in raising the consciousness about the dangers of vaccines worldwide. And, you know, this involves, you know, research and journalists and scientists and doctors and you name it, you know. So one doctor got on there, you know, because we're like, well, how do we get this information? We obviously don't have control of the press, and most people have no idea that there's even alternative presses out there. They just buy what's on TV and whatever. So how do you counter that on a grassroots level? Well, a doctor in California thought, you know, this needs to be done in layers. And the first obvious layer would be to bring up the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Now, we call it VAERS for short. So when people out there goes, what are they talking about, VAERS? It's important to say that that's V-A-E-R-S. We get tired of all these acronyms, but there it stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And this is a government program. And it was tagged on to the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act that passed through Congress, releasing the pharmaceutical company of all liability for their biological products, basically vaccine products. So, but since injuries were noted and, you know, that was tagged on, that it was important that we document vaccine injuries. Well, there's a passive surveillance system. There's no penalty if you're not reporting injuries. And most doctors read what I found out is, what do they call it? The red, it's not the red. Yeah, I guess it is a red book or something. It's like the red, the pink book. They call it the pink book. Mm. Have you ever heard of that, the pink book?
I have not.
I just found out about this, Renee. Have you heard about that?
Uh-uh. I'm not aware of that. Mm-mm.
I just found out about it. This is the association of, or the AAP, with the
American Caterpillar.
American Association of Pediatricians.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually train all the pediatricians to forget the package inserts. We have it all together in the pink book. So when you need to reference anything about vaccines, it's all under one cover. Well, the pink book is diametrically opposed or different, you know, to what's actually in the package inserts.
What they're
So the pink book makes it like these vaccines are all safe and effective. Yeah. There's no warning about the fact that they've never been tested on pregnant women or tested for carcinogenicity or tested for mutagenicity. You know, these are, you know, this the masses are a big medical experiment, but that's never comes up. All these things, you know, that are in the package inserts required by law are literally skipped over in the pink book that pediatricians now rely on. So when patient comes in and knows more about vaccines than they do and starts asking them questions, they realize they're woefully uninformed, and a few of them have enough of a conscience to start catching up and doing their research. So they, you know, especially if the patient or the mother of the patient, you know, comes in, you know, we're talking a pediatrician, and that's happened. So there's several pediatricians realizing that they, you know, have been participating in a genocidal agenda. You know, when you start killing off the progeny of any country, that is killing the country, because the hope of any country is of their future is in the children being born. And then, of course, the ones that are surviving now, they're putting them through, you know, a horrible indoctrination program through the school system. So people that are, you know, awake and have a clue are home birthing and homeschooling as much as possible. But, you know, getting back to the VAERS Awareness Project, it's really important that we do what we can to wake up our fellow countrymen. And so this is interesting. So we have these post-it notes, and they highlight reportable injuries from the vaccines. And some of these are, you know, of course, Guillain Plain Brae, you know, that's from the flu shot or other things, you know, but allergic reactions, headache, personality change. I mean, these are all documented: paralysis, death, chronic fatigue, lethargy, easy bruising, high-pitched screaming, autoimmune disease, loss of consciousness or loss of eye contact, lupus, frozen shoulder, you know, seizures, blood in the urine, low thyroid, you know, on and on. So there's all these things that are highlighted. It's a 4-inch by 6-inch post-it note, and there's two varieties. The one's blue that uses neuro-linguistic programming, and the other one is red. And you can access that. You can see the project on our website. That's vaclib.org. That's VACLIB, Vaccination Liberation. VAC for vaccination, LIB for liberation, .org. And on the top of the page, they have a keyword index. And also on the home page, you'll see, I think, the blue version, and you can click on that and you can find out more about the project. But it's interesting. So people are buying these pads, right? And it comes with all kinds of literature. So when I'm doing one-on-one with someone, I have a great little half pager that I have with it, and I just put one of the post-it notes on the back of a half pager, but I could also post them all over town and put them in places and put them in pediatricians' offices and, you know, inside a magazine or whatever, you know, like a bookmarker. And it's they're pretty clear. And the blue ones say shots can hurt real boldly. Report injuries. It's the law. And it has a link to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System website. That's, HHS.gov, where you report injuries. And then it says paid for by the VAERS Awareness Project. Well, I have to tell you, this is pretty funny. My compadre up here, Michelle, was out huckleberry picking. Where we live in Huckleberry Land, in the panhandle of North Idaho. She was out huckleberry picking, and lo and behold, there is one of our post-it notes in the middle of the huckleberry patch.
Are you serious? Oh my goodness!
I am not kidding you.
That is super awesome. That sounds like the messages we get. I could let you listen to them later. I got probably about 20 message, at least 20, probably more, that I save of people that are planting our Educate Before You Vaccinate cards and like Pampers diaper bags and the What to Expect When Expecting books.
Right.
And we're getting some nasty messages from Target and Walmart. And
oh, yeah, they freak out for sure. They freak out. But you know what? You got to do what you have to do, because we're all connected on this planet. We are all children of our Creator, and it behooves us not to share that love with our fellow man. Everyone wants to reduce pain and suffering. Who likes to see their brethren in pain and suffering because of choices they made that they were ignorant about?
Right.
And especially if you have this knowledge, we've been blessed, you know, with either suffering enough pain ourselves that we prayed and Father gave us the answers and led us, and there's all this synchronicity going on where we're, you know, led to one thing after another. But it's part of our calling. You know, when we have any kind of pain and suffering in our life and we're able to find an answer to that pain and suffering, it behooves us not to help others on that same, help others that have traveled that same path and relieve them of that burden. And it's like the 100th monkey. You know, we're all raising the consciousness of our planet and returning to the loving arms of our Father, that he only wants health and prosperity and love for us. He wants nothing but that. But we've strayed away from that path. And when we return to him, it's all about helping others, you know, on the same, you know, join us all together. It's about a joining effort, you know. And so this is why many of us are compelled to, no matter what your budget is, most people can afford $5 a month, you know. So whatever you budget, you know, you put aside some tithing money aside. That's what I do. I don't have a 501c3 church I donate to. This is a cause. I donate to causes I believe in.
Yep.
That are really important to raising the energy on this planet and returning to our, you know, Father. And that's all what it's about, in my opinion, you know.
Absolutely.
And my experience. I mean, we all have our own personal experience, you know, with our, you know, Creator, so.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest issue, Ingrid, is people not being aware of even VAERS, like you said. I mean, do you have any statistics? Do you know what the numbers are? I mean, that people that actually report their injury that nobody even knows about, the average person out there has no clue there's even a VAERS, you know, even a VAERS, so much less the injury.
Okay. The closest, we had this big discussion on our network, you know, that you and I are a member of. It's kind of a who's who who's in the movement. And it was very, very interesting because I put out there that it's less than 1 in 100. But from everyone's experience, they say it's definitely less than 1 in 1,000. And there was this one nurse that's been in the emergency room and in many different states her entire life. And that hospitals are, that's what they're getting. They're getting primarily all the pediatrics that come in there are all from vaccine injuries, and yet not a one of them is reported. And she ends up teaching them that it's law that they have to report it, but as soon as she leaves, they stop.
Yeah.
You know, because it takes time and energy. And, you know, are they getting paid for that? You know, are they on the clock? I mean, they're under a lot of pressure to be, you know, everything is profit driven. So it's that kind of thing that is, you know, what can I say?
It's medical.
It's alarming.
Medical suicide.
Okay. I want to know from you, Renee, you've known, I mean, through your amazing ministry and traveling all over, you have run into a lot of vaccine injury, right?
Gosh, it's everywhere. Yeah. Not just children.
Adults. Right. And I would like, if you haven't, I ask this question now a lot.
Yeah.
And I, if you haven't, I would like you, because I want to report it later on this program. Mm-hmm. I want you to start asking as a concerted effort if they reported their injury to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
And I'm sure they did not. I'm sure. I mean, people don't even
Well,
know.
It's a vaccine injury. It's never too late to mm-hmm. report it. You need to know the lot number. And, you know, go back in the medical records. But I know people that have filed with a vaccine the vaccine injury compensation program, and yet the injury was never filed with, and they were awarded through the compensation program, but the injury was never recorded with the vaccine adverse event reporting system. So the reason this is important to raise awareness, just that this is not only is it a passive reporting system, but they're basing and all their propaganda, you know, tools on the safety and efficacy of vaccines, the fact that there's such a low amount of reporting. So when they say it's 1 in 100,000 or 1 in 1,000,000, we know that's not true, but there's not enough of us reporting. And that's really an important point. And you can get, if you're having a hard time doing it online, which I found it difficult, I had a nurse who was injured, and we were trying to do it together, and I had never actually filled it out because I've never been injured myself. I've always just shared it with people. So I thought it was an interesting experience. I found it actually really difficult and ended up wanting to print it out and mail it in. So that's certainly, they don't make it necessarily really easy, but I still think it's extremely important that it's done. Mm-hmm. And so we say on there that it's less than, you know, due to it, this obscurity about the program and people not knowing, less than 1% of injuries are reported of VAERS, but we know it's a huge, small percentage. I have no, just like you, I've met lots of people, they admit, I've met people at the gas station because I wear a large button with all bold letters that says, vaccination is child abuse. And then I have the VAERS Awareness Project post-it notes and my half-page flyer that I put one on the back so they can approach me. And if I have time, I will post one right on the gas pump, you know, because we pump our own gas.
Excellent.
So I literally, you know, put it right on the pump so the next person will see it until someone takes it down. You know?
Somebody takes it down.
I mean, yeah, I get all, you know, people need to be creative. of, you know, just to get the message out. So, but at least people will approach me, you know, and most, I found that literally everyone that approaches me already is aware of the issue. And yet everyone sees my bumper. I mean, I'm sorry, my my pin, my large pin, because, you know, I'm in the grocery store. I'm talking to the teller at the bank or you know, whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm interacting with people. And it's not like they don't see it. I'm just saying everyone that says something is already aware. Or they know someone who died, a baby that died, and blah, blah, blah. So I haven't gotten any, but, you know, I've talked to people just in the neighboring town of Spokane, Washington, just over the border from where I am. And they said, oh, I would be attacked if I wore that button in Spokane. I said, really? I think more people need to wear this button then. It says, vaccination is child abuse.
Right.
Right. It is.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And then also I love Joy's little poster that says autism is brain damage, because people don't realize that all these things are brain damage. ADD, ADHD, all the neurological, you know, issues in our children is just brain damage from the vaccinations. But so many people
dyslexia. A lot of, I've told people over and over again, most people don't think, what, dyslexia and bipolar? I said, absolutely. Those are all vaccine damage. Uh-huh.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, I even go as far back as even teaching generational vaccine damage. And we're wondering where cystic fibrosis, multiple sclerosis, you know, babies born with no arms. I mean, that's all generational poison from the vaccinations. So, you know, we have to wake up and, you know, wake up people, and what you're doing is amazing. And I just can't even begin to tell you.
I know what you too. I believe me, we dovetail. That's why we call ourselves soul sisters, right?
Right.
Exactly. Soul sisters. So I did an earlier newsletter. It's very interesting. An iridologist, someone who reads someone's irises, and they can tell so much stuff about their genetic history through reading the iris of the eyes of a skilled iridologist. It's like a skilled, you know, reflexologist or anything, you know, you can read a lot about the history of your physical form. Yep. And from, you know, like your inherited stuff from your grandparents and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, there's this one girl, she got a smallpox. That was like the only shot she had. This is when they weren't giving very many shots. Mm-hmm. And she was absolutely wiped out, damaged, kind of like, you know, what we're seeing, you know, with people with autism, but just, I mean, disabled for the rest of her life. Mm. And an iridologist looked in her eyes and said, yeah, it was from the smallpox, because they didn't know what it was from. And read that it was from the smallpox vaccine she had. It was showed totally in her iris, and that it was a genetic tendency from a grandfather that reacted very severely. So she had that tendency that was passed on genetically.
Right. Wow.
That's a grandfather. It skips generation. And we're like in, you know, seventh generation of vaccine damage from, you know, when the smallpox vaccine was mandated, and then we had typhoid and influenza. You know, it kind of goes on and on and on, these different vaccines that were created, you know, at the turn of the century after the smallpox vaccine. So it's, you know, when Joy, I think it's interesting as the, you know, it's always very important to pay attention to the control group, because she's getting these surveys are. Thankfully, people have enough faith in what she's doing that it is important to document the completely unvaccinated today. And that control group is disappearing. So we need to get those results to her. And she says, even though most of her surveys are from the younger generation, the reason is that many of them did not vaccinate is that they realized when they were researching that their partner and themselves were vaccine damaged. Mm-hmm. They had Asperger's, or they had, you know, when they realized that they were vaccine damaged, they didn't want to risk vaccinating their own kids. And this was true with Dawn Richardson. I don't know if you realize Dawn Richardson didn't vaccinate her children because she started researching and realized that her and her husband had effects from the vaccines.
Excellent. I didn't know that. Mm-mm. I didn't know that. Yep. I thought she lost a child, too.
Maybe that's true. I'm not sure. All I know is that the more she when someone starts doing their research into the vaccines, they start, if they were vaccinated, they start making connections with their own health history and how it affected their health. So Joy isn't getting a real pure population. There's very few people that are from generations of unvaccinated, right?
Right. There's very few generations of
right. My own father was on the spectrum from massive, you know, unhealth growing up and then going into the Army and having a huge slew of shots. And then my mother had, you know, horrible health issues. My parents met over a glass of carrot juice. So it was all they could do to recover their health. And they had us before they really, you know, did the detox and cleansing before, you know. So we were inherited some of that, you know, ourselves. So it's been like, you know, a struggle, not a huge struggle like some, but for my sister and I, we, you know, health is important in our family. My sister is 65. She's never been vaccinated. And she did fill out the survey. I begged her to. But and the son that's never been vaccinated, but I've had vaccines and my daughter's never been vaccinated. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's different. And, you know, whether you're able to completely avoid it or not, you know, I was assaulted in an emergency room, literally assaulted, and a needle with crap pumped into my arm while I was sitting in the emergency waiting room.
Unbelievable.
You know, I do this because, you know, the people have no idea that this is assault with a deadly weapon.
That's right. That's right. How old are you when they did that?
I was a teenager, 17.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll sneak it in whenever they can, however they can. It's incredible. And that's why it's so important, like you were saying, about the carrot juice and cleansing these poisons out of our body, because people just don't know. They don't know that they not only have the poisons in their body, because they don't know the ingredients in vaccinations, which you show, you know, we definitely, you know, make everyone aware of, but also pulling the poisons out is a necessity. I mean, there's no way of getting around it. We have no choice but to cleanse our temple, to clean up our body, and to clean up our cells and pull these heavy metals out and everything. And yeah, we'll definitely touch more on that after we complete this. I do want you real fast, if you don't mind, Ingrid, to share with everybody your radio show. I haven't had the opportunity to listen to you yet, but I love you and I know you and I know they're amazing. But I'm encouraging everyone to please go to Ingrid's radio show. So please announce where it is and how they can get to it, please.
Well, if you go to the website, everything's really on the website. You can go to VACLIB, that's Vaccination Liberation, you know, just the first three letters, .org, and it'll say planned events. I think that's at the top. I should look. It's the third one. It's miscellaneous. I'm sorry. It says miscellaneous, and it says membership, books, videos, and tapes, Spanish, faculty limits, and then the news. And at the very bottom, it says planned events. So it's the third tab on the top of the page, miscellaneous. Under planned events, the very first planned event is this radio show. What in the cell is going on with April Renee, Ingrid Castle, and guests? And so that's, and then it had the archives are all posted. Archives are excellent, especially the one you did with Joy, I believe it was at the end of May. I love that. That was it was a really excellent, excellent one. I share that particular hour a lot with people when I want them to get involved with what Joy is doing with a federal lawsuit, you know.
Don't you have a separate?
I'm not really good at all that. Pardon?
Don't you have a separate radio show that you're now doing?
I am. So I just wanted to highlight that's the first one. The next one is called Immunize Wisely, and I have a weekly broadcast on Saturdays.
Okay.
And that is on republicbroadcasting.org. And what's nice about Republic Broadcasting is I have 2 hours, and the second hour, it depends on how long our discussion goes with the guests, but there are commercial breaks. There's 4 every hour. They're not overly long, but there are commercial breaks, and then the second hour we can take callers. So it's nice if the audience often wants to interact with me or the guest.
Yeah.
And they are all archived also, just at, like Progressive Radio Network does. It's really valuable to have the archives.
Yep.
I mean, I think any network that's worth its salt, if they don't make archives available, it's, you know, it's just not doing a service to the public, because people don't always get to hear something. And it's like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that and I got interrupted. But I can listen to the archive. Thank God I can do that, you know?
Yes.
So that's really nice. And they have that also at republicbroadcasting.org. So it's every Saturday, the East Coast, it's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And so on the left-hand column of republicbroadcasting.org are ways to listen. But yeah, so my show, it has details about the host. And some people listen to it on their phone. They don't have access to the internet. You can listen to it on shortwave or, you know, satellite TV and, you know, different ways of listening. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, some people go, immunize wisely. Well, we've been brainwashed to think that immunize means to vaccinate. And that's not the truth. Oh, vaccinates do not immunize. Right. And when we did support groups throughout the country and we did workshops, we had a four-part series. First is, why do we vaccinate? Second is, are vaccines really safe, effective, and necessary? And the third one is, do we have to vaccinate? And that goes into both lawful and legal ways of exempting ourselves. So even though, while, you know, they claim that this commercial system here, you know, where we're a commercial entity, there's two of us. There's a living flesh and blood human being, and then there's, you know, the corporate name that's the straw man that's tied to our birth certificate. Well, if you can claim your identity as a flesh and blood human being created by our creator in heaven, there's lawful remedies, you know, and you bypass the legal system. So that's a whole other thing. But the fourth aspect of our workshop is, can we immunize without vaccines? And absolutely, because vaccines don't immunize. And everything that Renee and I teach people is how to strengthen immune function. And one of the first things you do to get your cells functioning is detoxification. All the cells in your body to regenerate need oxygen, hydration, and mineralization, you know, and in proper amounts. And that will help in the detoxification process. And there's all kinds of tools that you can use, you know, modified fasting. But I'm learning that pure water fasting, you know, for 4 or 5 day stretches is actually really valuable. And I know people that are doing that and having tremendous results.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. John Gilbert, who set up our ministries, he claims that he's reversed everything, including cancer in people, just by having them do a 4 day water fast and then just eat salads after that. He's like, everything will go away.
Right.
So I definitely agree. I'm not quite sure if I can do it, but but I'm having a challenge just doing our 21 day cleanse, and I'm on day 17, I think, now. You know, we have a system. I mean, definitely the water fast, if you can do it, that's great. I mean, I'm definitely planning on doing it. Have you did it in Greengrey? Have you did a water fast?
I have not, but now I'm getting really intrigued. I did the 21 day. I did a combination juice and colon cleanse, but I did 21 days.
Yep.
And I found near the last week, I started doing some fruit, you know, eating apples, because I don't really have a serious condition. So I started doing cut up apples and soaked Italian plums that I dried from, you know, the fall.
Oh.
I just, you know, felt compelled, you know, and I just kind of went with it, but I didn't do any, you know, proteins or starches or anything like that. It was strictly raw vegetable juice, and then I had some fruit that I ate.
Yeah. Remember. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I did it with someone else who did have cancer.
Yep.
We did 21 days. But we were doing the Colima board, you know, colon cleansing every other day.
Yep.
And I did the intestinal cleanse with it. And, yeah, it was very, very good to reset my body. But now I feel very compelled to do the water, the 5 day, 4 or 5 day on water.
I'm definitely feeling that too. But we have did our cleanse. The manual that we have in our cleanse makes it clear that just the first 3 days is like a juice fast, just three juices. Second day, three juices minimal, and then the third day a breakfast and lunch. But then the dinner of the third day can be a big raw meal, salad or whatever. And then starting the fourth day through the remainder of the 21 days is one raw meal with the two vegetable juices and the products that we have in our kit. And then you can even eat fruits, nuts and seeds around that. But like you, one time Gary and I did a juice fast only because some of our members in the Carolinas had chosen not to eat anything the whole time. And do you know, just to show you the power of the brain, after about 5 days, during the first 5 days when my body, you know, knew it was just going to juice, I was hungry, obviously. And I take a big sip of my water with lemon and the homeopathics in there to take away the hunger pains. But after 5 days, and I was making salads for my son. My son, Corey, was doing it for the second time when he was 17 with his best friend, Noah, with us. And I was making them salads and everything, but we were just juicing. And do you know, I did not feel hungry. After about 4 or 5 days, I stopped feeling hungry because my cells were getting everything it needed. I mean, I was doing three organic vegetable juices a day. And then we were riding 4 miles on the bicycles with the boys to the gym, working out with weights. And I thought I would have to lessen my weight. Did not have to. I had so much energy. I could not believe it. Riding 4 miles back from the gym and even still didn't feel tired until the 18th day, my son and I started discussing where we wanted to go, like what organic restaurant we wanted to go to have our first meal after 21 days of not eating. I started starving and my stomach started growling, but that just tells you the power of the brain. As soon as my mind started thinking.
Absolutely. Once you start thinking of how you're going to break the fast,
exactly.
Then it's all of a sudden, yeah, it's a program. Exactly. Isn't that interesting?
It is. But
what a great story.
I know, but generally we don't just juice. I mean, that's just one time we tried it because somebody else had tried it. But generally, our cleanse is really easy on the body. We use homeopathics from Germany that are easier on the organs opposed to the herbs, so people don't live in bed or have a lot of Herxheimer's and get deterred from doing it. So we have the homeopathic spagyrics that you do throughout the day for the kidney, the liver, the gallbladder, the lymph, the blood. And then the heavy metal chelator, zeolite, or it's called Zeotrex from Global Healing, and we actually private label it to Zeotox, but it's actually a heavy metal chelator that even binds to the heavy metals, all those vaccine poisons, and pulls them even past the blood-brain barrier. And then there's four or five other products in the cleanse that does the colon and a nano-sized colloidal silver. So it's a whole system my husband developed. That kind of flushes the cells. It's like a deep cellular cleanse. Yes. He used to say that instead of just scrub brushing, it's literally scrubbing on the floor, like your hands and knees type of thing. So it's very.
Yeah, well, he was so, you know, he will be so sorely missed. I mean, you're amazing, believe me. But, you know, when people get together, they compliment each other. I mean, you guys were a perfect compliment. And he was so brilliant, much like my husband, too, Don Harkins, in communicating difficult information into a Reader's Digest format. And he explained so beautifully exactly how the cell works. That's just why this program's called What in the Cell is Going On? That was his brilliance, is being able to explain exactly how your body works at the cellular level.
Exactly. And just to clarify, because I haven't announced it yet on the station, but my husband passed away June 29th. And he passed away from decisions he made as a child when he was 19. He abused steroids, I found out after he passed, which enlarges all the organs, which explains everything that a light bulb went off when his friend Mark told me a couple days after he passed away. He told me that he was on steroids probably 10 or 20 years because he was Mr. Western USA and he was known as the trophy hunter. So he literally would go from one competition to another to get the trophy. And he said, Renee, you can't do that without using steroids. And he really educated me. And a light bulb went off, Ingrid, because it explained his quick to anger. It explained his impotency. It explained his, you know, health issues, because for the last 5 years now, he's had lung issues, heart issues, liver issues. And I think our cleanse that we would do 3 or 4 times a year, and, you know, he took a lot of natural supplements, that's what allowed him to live to 59 years old. He passed a week after his 59th birthday. So I think he would have passed a lot earlier.
So, yeah, and this is the thing, I guess, that really got me, because we knew he did steroids. But he never wanted to admit how long.
Right.
That was the big awakening, because I think he, you know, it's that kind of guilt you harbor. You don't want to admit how bad it was.
Well, I think he knew that he had did damage, and he loved me in his own little way, and I think that he didn't want me to know that he was not going to live a long time. I think he knew, though, the damage he had done. I mean, he started steroids when he left Minnesota to California to be Mr. Western USA at 19 years of age. So, I mean, I'm talking, you know, at least 29, probably more like 35 to 40-ish, because I didn't meet him till he was 45. So, just so the audience knows, anybody listening or listening in the future, if you download it, Gary Tunsky Jr. is no longer in this, you know, this world. He passed away June 29th, and he will be—he's greatly missed, of course. But his wisdom will continue on. I have every DVD, every cassette, every VHS, every note he wrote on papers. When I tell you all the notes I have on this man, that he was going to write 12 different books that I have in my storage unit, the title of the book in files with all the notes he wrote about the book in the folders. I mean, I've got it all. So my point is this ministry will continue. He taught us a bunch, vice versa, and but he is no longer with us, and he was the co-host of the show, Gary Tunsky. And we'll just keep moving forward, and with your help, Ingrid, because you're another piece of this puzzle, I'm sure you know.
Yeah. Well, actually, we were just having this discussion because I feel compelled to move, but we're looking at keeping on to this place. I want you, when you come out here, I'd like you to see this place, but we're looking at turning this into a healing center and library.
Hallelujah.
Because it's free from EMFs, and it's a beautiful place. Yeah. So I'm just saying, we're having all these discussions. Everyone's feeling this big shift that happened this weekend. And there's just all kinds of synchronicities and people coming together for the betterment of everyone on the planet, all the plants, the animals, the people, and the earth itself. I mean, we're literally coming together to create the heaven on earth that we've all envisioned.
Hallelujah.
So it's amazing.
Another thing I want to make you aware of, I'm not sure if you are, that Gary and I were introduced to before he passed about a year ago, and now we're distributors for, and it's very inexpensive, not like the Beamer mat that's $6,500 and nobody could afford.
Right.
We're also distributors for that, but couldn't get anybody to be able to afford it. But anyway, we now work for a company, or distributors for a company called HTE. And if you go to chidvd.com, C-H-I, C as in cat, H-I. C as in cat, H-I. H as in horse, I as in ice cream, DVD, dog, Victor, dog, .com, and then /Gary. So it's chidvd.com /Gary. And that is our distributing page. But this company has very inexpensive devices. I'm sure you've heard of the Qi machine.
I have a Qi machine.
Yes. And that's the inventor, Dr. Inyana, who made the original Qi machine. That's the company that now distributes for Dr. Inyana now that he's not here anymore. And I have it right here. I'm looking at it right now, Mr. Qi, my Qi machine, the hot houses, which are far infrared ceramic emitters. The only one our researcher, Cody, tested that does not emit any radiation whatsoever. He tested every other far infrared sauna, and they emitted radiation. They have it's they have this product. If you watch the DVDs on that website, chidvd.com/Gary, or you can also access it on our treatment backinfo.org down at the bottom, equipment for health. But this is how we build.
Yeah, because I have a friend who has an infrared sauna. Believe me, we're fanatical because I'm part of EHS Idaho. That's electrohypersensitiveidaho.com. Okay. We just had the meeting at our house yesterday, and I know Mary, the leader of our group, she has one. She's fanatical. We use acoustimeters and everything. So
Excellent.
I think maybe she's a distributor of the same company. Yeah. She may be a distributor with the same company.
Yeah, but let me tell you two other ones. They have a lot of different things, far infrared lower back belts, far infrared pads, little things. But then they also have two other devices I have in my RV right now, and that's called the Electroreflexology Energizer, which is like a Holda Clark zapper. And it literally is for parasites, fungus. If you watch the DVD on that website I gave you, Jeff, he'll teach you everything about all of them. And they're very inexpensive devices. You can buy them one at a time. My mom just purchased, two of them, and she's going to be purchasing more. But then also they have what's called the e-power, which is like a beamer mat that it can do two people at the same time. So check it all out. It's amazing equipment that we build home treatment centers around cleansing the temple, doing our cleanse and getting the
top. No, I'm into that. So it's CHI.
Right,
like
chidvd.com/Gary. That's our website.
I got it.
And it is amazing. Yeah, it is amazing the results that we're getting with that in combination with our cleanse because, they come shut down offices. You know that. If you have a clinic with any type of non-drug company endorsement, they're going to come raid your office for that matter. But in your home, they have no jurisdiction.
It's all going to. Right. Actually, that's all changing. You'll be surprised. The future is really bright for us. And I just want you to keep that vision, please, because Epstein is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep. Yeah.
The proverbial iceberg. And that's the first thing that has to go. And we are going to return to constitutional law. So the FDA, all those, they're all unconstitutional. We've had this corporate layer that protected these satanic industries, which Big Pharma is part of it, Monsanto, the banking industry fuels it, the oil companies. We're going to have free energy on this planet. I mean, this is the vision that all of us want. We know there's free energy. We know that people have been killed over, energy devices that would free up that. But, instead we've literally been enslaved on this planet, I'm sorry, to taxes, utilities. There's no reason for that. And that's the future that we're moving toward.
Tentacles. Yep. Big time.
The vision, it's happening. Right. So now we're going to be moving into healing all the people that have suffered as a result. And so we're getting our healing center together in this part of the country. All of us are coming together because we have this vision and have all worked on healing ourselves, and we want to spread that.
Yeah, so important. So important. But these home treatment centers are really where it's at because you can not only use it yourself, but you can use it just to prevent. And also you can have friends come over and family come over. And even some people even rent out their equipment for people to come, do like a whole home treatment thing. So it's great, inexpensive stuff. And the cleansing of the temple is where it's at 100%. We have to clean up our organs. We have to go to a cellular level. Because my husband actually taught, and he's so right, that the first week a cleanse just addresses the blood and the fluids of the body. The second week it goes into the organs of the body, but it takes 21 days to get to a cellular level, which is where the healing's at. It's a cellular level because the body's made up of trillions and trillions of cells, of course. So that's what this cleanse is all about, and I just encourage everyone, if they're sick or not sick or whatever, we all need to cleanse our temple. I'll be doing it probably every 2 or 3 months now. I mean, I am totally ready to get my cells 100% so that we can be, representing, like you said, and these people that are injured and mm-hmm. teaching them what they have to do to reverse any type of vaccine injury.
Right. And then I'm going to go back to the VAERS thing because we need to really do a concerted effort to prevent more injuries from taking place. And that's so if it's okay, I want to read this really short article that Jeremy Hammond posted at jeremyrhammond.com. And this is from He says the American Osteopathic Association published at the end of July a survey of more than 2,000 adults showing that misinformation about vaccines is so pervasive in the U.S. that more than half of respondents don't recognize that vaccination entails any risk. Mm. Asked to identify anything that has caused them to doubt vaccine safety, 55% of respondents indicated that they have never encountered any reason to doubt vaccine safety. Mm-hmm. See, they don't put two and two together. And we see this a lot in families, you know, where that one of them's trying to wake them up that their child is injured from the vaccine and they say it's just genetic. You know, they buy the propaganda, and it's really sad for us. So this is why, you know, the VAERS, when they see it's a, from the government, you know, this is a government thing, it's the law, it makes it look much more official. So that's why our post-it-note program is effective. So anyway, even more telling, when asked to choose from a set of statements about vaccines which one best represented their own viewpoint, 51% of respondents indicated their ignorance to the fact that these pharmaceutical products can potentially cause serious harm. That somehow vaccines, you know, they think somehow vaccines as opposed to Vioxx and some of these other more dangerous, you know, steroids and all these other kind of drugs are somehow safe and, you know.
They're poison.
Whatever. Anyway.
They're poison.
So a small minority, just 2%, expressed their belief that vaccines generally are unsafe and ineffective. Another 6% expressed the more nuanced view that the risks of vaccinations generally outweigh the potential benefits, and only 9% expressed uncertainty about whether vaccines are generally safe and effective. A large majority, or 82%, expressed being in favor of vaccines, but only 31% of those acknowledge that there are risks associated with the use of these pharmaceutical products by answering, quote, I think the benefits of vaccinations outweigh the potential risk of vaccine side effects, unquote. The remainder, 51%, refused to acknowledge the fact that vaccination entails potential risk of harm by instead responding, quote, I think vaccines are safe and effective. So this result showing that most American adults are so misinformed about vaccines that they believe there are no risks to be weighed against the potential benefits is an alarming testament to the pervasiveness of pro-vaccine propaganda in our society.
It's crazy. I definitely want to get some of that when we can afford it. Right now, because Gary, not, you know, passing, I'm kind of financially struggling, but that's okay. What else is new?
Can I do a trade with you?
I know, right? Yes, you can.
The most brilliant CD on the market today is one that you sell.
Okay.
And you know what that one is?
It's the title
of the show.
Yep.
It is What the Sell is Going On. Myself, you know, Len Horowitz's wife or ex-wife or whatever, we all say it's the most brilliant explanation of how your body works and what's going on at the cell level. And it's called What in the Sell is Going On. It's just CD.
Yep. And actually,
my last remaining copy to someone who is a famous writer under a pseudonym that writes for veterans today, and he was sick, and I sent it to him. He didn't have a lot of money, and I worked with him, and you know.
Awesome. I'll definitely have Mother send you that one and the PH one, because the Battle for Health is Ever PH is a real good one, the Greg Ciola, as well as the book. So I'll have Mother send you the tri-pack.
I have the book. I just wanted to sell one because I have all the PH stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's CD. And then, and I will send you some of the VAERS Awareness Project stickers with all the detail.
Super.
And I'm sending it to North Carolina, I believe, right?
Say it again?
It's your North Carolina address.
Yes. Send it to my mother's. Yes, please. She gets all my mail. Okay.
Yeah, because this is actually a really fun project to do.
Awesome.
I mean, have it with you. You know, I put it in my purse and stuff, and I have it with you. Of course, it's nice to have a big sticker that you wear on your body proudly proclaiming that vaccines are child abuse, or they're, you know, they're adult abuse too. They're abuse.
Exactly right. All right, we got to close out now, baby. Thank you. I'll send you those CDs and you send me those things, and you're awesome. I love you, my soul sister.
I love you, soul sister. So, this is wonderful. So, we should probably even talk a little bit after the show.
Yep.
But this is really important. I think everyone should hear to go to CHI or keydvd.com/Gary and look at this equipment that can be shared in a community situation or in a family where everyone can use this equipment to help heal themselves. This is the most important thing right now, is to heal our physical vehicle so we can be of service.
And we'll continue this on soon, sweetheart. Thank you. You're listening.
Thank you so much.
Yes. You're listening to Vic Fellowship. And our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.